na 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 na
Тихо, 19-я десятка, Ашдод и 6-я десятка Москвы.
The 10th and 22 day are Ashdod, Moscow, 10 number 6, San Francisco, Latvia and Petah Tikva. 10 number 6. Sorry, Petah Tikva 10 number 19.
Вчера наша десятка была в необычайном.
Yesterday our 10 was in exceptional inspiration. And we were asked to prepare this preparation according to the equivalence of form. San Francisco group joined us, and San Francisco, and Latvia, and Ashdod. We would like to start today's lesson from that amazing point of inspiration. From that point, inside of it, our questions were born, and our excerpts that we will read from the sources were born.
Mabash, the agenda of the assembly, part 2. To the extent that the society regards the greatness of the Creator with their thoughts, each, according to his degree, originates the importance of the Creator within him. At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator, as a great fortune, that he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with the serving the King. At that time, every little thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure, that now he has something with which to serve the King. Thus, he can walk all day in the world of gladness and joy.
The question for an active workshop: what does it mean to think about the greatness of the Creator during the lesson? Where and how can we add to it? Again, what does it mean to think about the greatness of the Creator during the lesson? Where and in what can we add practically?
To think of the greatness of the Creator during the lesson means to first of all think about the vessel in which the greatness of the Creator is revealed, and that is the greatness of the friends, that place of connection where the Creator is revealed between the friends.
Each time to be inspired anew from the greatness of the friends from all over the world who are gathering now, trying, making an effort to love, making an effort to be one for the other, to annul, to integrate, to change their nature.
To search for that point where we are together throughout the lesson. Every time we receive some awakening from above, we'll try to continue it, to extend it, and not to sink into, well, even thoughts about the study. But if it's alone, still it is for me.
And to combine this with the greatness of the goal to which we aspire. It is really the reason we're here, searching for meaning, searching for the truth, the revelation of the Creator is indeed the final goal of this whole quest.
Yes, the greatness of the society, the environment, the greatness of the love, the greatness of the path.
It's weird, it's revolutionary that from the we come from the greatness of the Creator, and we understand it's actually the greatness of the tent, the greatness of our society, as a place where He is revealed, and there is no other place other than this one, than this divinity.
The greatness of the Creator means to make room for Him to be revealed and to create between us a connection which will be of the same quality of the Creator, a connection of bestowal. So at least during the lesson we should think about each other and pray for the connection between us.
Yes, truly so. To discover the greatness of the Creator is to discover the need for the greatness of the Creator. A prayer for the Kli in which He is revealed, to constantly be in an inclination in such an effort to hold it, and to know that there is no other reason, no reason to forget or to resist, but only lack of the greatness of the Creator, which means that we must always add in the greatness of the Creator, and a person cannot add it to himself, but only to ask for some addition in the connection among all the pieces of the Kli in which He is revealed.
Yes, and to be... Well, the greatness of the Creator is to be with that inclination of the heart to desire bestowal. If we want that, that can only be done when you see the soul system as a great one, which we want to serve, we want to be a part of, and not just being operated, but operating it. And that is only possible with the greatness of the Creator.
Yes, we need to feel, to imagine that each one of us is a part of the system and He wants it to work on him. He wants to be a part of it, an active part.
The greatness of the Creator ultimately is a reflection of the extent to which I can consider the friends as great. I mustn't skip over the friends and think I can be in touch with something called the Creator or nature and to say that the friends are... could be this way or that way, depending on how I feel, depending on the friend, if I like him or not. No, I need to take all the friends and this whole path as an actual reflection. The way I see this, that's how I see the Creator.
Yes, that we were rewarded of being next to, well, being in such a place, next to such friends, as we heard in the excerpt. This is true happiness, and this is what the Creator gives us, this happiness, this joy.
And with that, it's so difficult for us to connect. And here, we truly have an opportunity to ask the Creator to connect us together. Otherwise, how can we connect? We haven't such an ability. We really need something above nature to enable us to do this. We don't even know what connecting means. It's that bad.
And that too belongs to the greatness of the Creator, meaning how sublime this thing is and how concealed it is from us, and the topic of the connection, which is the main thing for us. For years in our heart, day after day, throughout the day, and still it is so exalted and so true that it is hidden and superior, and only a request may lead to some awakening from within that will truly generate this connection.
It's in order for us to be able to choose it together. Alone, with the egoistic desire, we can all really want to bestow, to know that it's the right thing, the good thing, but we get an opportunity, because it's hidden, to discover it together, to perform some action which is common It doesn't belong to each individual. We talked about this yesterday. It's an action we all need to perform together, and then nobody's personal ego can take over it.
And that's indeed our test, whether we truly want to bestow.
And right now we need to maintain it, meaning to establish something and maintain it, not in the sense of being fixated or something. We need flexibility, but we need to hold each other in this greatness. This greatness needs to be part of every moment in the lesson and then throughout the day, throughout one's life. And that depends on the arvut which we generate between us, so that each and every one of us will be able to hold on to this vessel and for the greatness not to fail, because this can't be sustained individually.
Yes, if we hold one another during the lesson in terms of where is it that we're sitting and we're searching for the greatness of the Creator between us, that He is the one who is doing everything, orchestrating, filling up, playing with us. This is how He is teaching us.
Yes, we also shouldn't forget that speaking of eternity, only together.
We have all the conditions now in order to practically actualize what we talked about now in this round. We have the excerpts from the source with the reforming light.
Ve'emunacha ba'alelot, ve'emunacha ba'alelot.